ever. My faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may change.
Hello, brothers and sisters around the globe. This is IRB English Radio, the program to my brother. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
But never, my faith, no, never. My faith, it's my voice. You may chain both my hands, but never my soul, no, never. My soul, it's my voice.
Today, I'd like very much to tell you about another character in Karbala, a family member of Imam al-Hussein, a young boy, the one who is, barely more than 11 or 12 years old. He was no one other than, Qasim ibn Hassan. He was the son, of our, second Imam, Imam Hassan, and, his mother, Umma Farwa. Qasim, however, only 11 or 10 years old, 11 or 12 years old, had, like his cousins, Aun and Muhammad, learned, fencing from his uncle, Abbas ibn Ali, and his, cousin, Ali Akbar. Abbas, when we talk about Abbas, we know that how brave and, strong personality and warrior he was in Karbala. Qasim was a young boy, so no one expects a young man so much, and specifically in hard times like war and fighting. So kids boys are not usually involved. But let's see how this young character, but very strong one in moralities and in religion, acts and, reacts to the situations. On the eve of, 10th Muharram, on the night before the Battle of Karbala, Imam al-Hussein was passing by, Umma Farwa's, tent. He heard, Qasim saying to his mother, "Mother, tomorrow Uncle Abbas, Ali Akbar and I will defend Uncle Hussein. Mother, if I get killed, please do not weep for me." Umma Farwa, replied, "My son, although I dearly, love you, I shall not weep for you. Nothing will make me prouder than to see my son give his life for Islam." When Imam al-Hussein, heard this, conversation, he prayed to Allah to bless Qasim and Umma Farwa. So it shows this is very much, educational for all of us, that if somebody has prepared himself during his lifetime, he can finally be successful. And it shows that Qasim, as a young boy, as the one who is never expected to fight in battle, but he himself is prepared for. On the day of Ashura in the battlefield, when Aun and Muhammad, had fallen in the battlefield, Qasim, came to Imam al-Hussein and, begged for permission to go and fight. Twice, Imam al-Hussein, refused, saying, Oh Qasim, you are young and your mother's, only son, which, disappointed, which actually this kind of, reaction disappointed Qasim very much. And Qasim, went to his mother, who at this, sight, remembered that just, before, her husband, Imam al-Hassan, peace be upon him, died, he had written a letter, giving it to Umma Farwa, saying, "If ever you find Qasim in difficulty, then give him, this letter." And when Qasim referred to his mother that, because Imam al-Hussein didn't, give him permission to go into battlefield, she gave Qasim the letter, which said in that letter, "My son Qasim, a day will come when my brother Hussein will be, facing an enemy army of tens of thousands. that will be the day when Islam need to be, you know, saved by sacrifice. You must, you know, represent me on that day. You know, having read the letter, you know, Qasim rushed to Imam al-Hussein and gave him the letter. And Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, then started actually to read the letter. And finally, Imam al-Hussein, you know, gave permission. And this is very much informative to all of us that a young boy can be a complete grown up person just overnight if he has grown up in a correct and Islamic atmosphere and in a good family. And Qasim is a good example, showing us that a boy can be a man in just one night. So at this moment, let's listen to Sheikh Hassanein Rajab Ali, and he's going to tell us more about this great personality, Qasim.
Young person, and I end on this, was Qasim ibn al-Hassan. Qasim was the young son of Imam Hassan. He was only 11, 12 years old, and he comes to Karbala with his mother. You find Qasim comes to Karbala, and during the battle, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam is fighting, and the torture is taking place, the killing is taking place, he finally tugs on his uncle's trousers as a young child and says, "I am ready to go." Imam Hussein looks at him as his nephew and he begins to cry. He says, "Your father left you to me as an amana. Now I have to send you in front of the battle." Imam Hassan had told him that when this scenario comes, don't deny my son this honor to rise in the honor of fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Ahlul Bayt, a 12-year-old. Those of you who are 12 years old, 11 years old, take heed, brothers. Don't follow the satanic ways. Follow Qasim ibn al-Hassan. He says to Imam Hussein, he says, "Death to me is sweeter than honey." How does a 12-year-old say that? Because the wisdom implanted into these children of Ahlul Bayt was supreme, was so high that when we look at them in the annals of history, we are humbled that we think we're good. We're nothing compared to these people, nothing. They say Qasim ibn al-Hassan ascends on the horse. They say he was not a warrior. There were 72 warriors. They say he wasn't even dressed properly to battle. They say he had slippers. And one of his sandals, even the strap was broken. That as he went towards the battlefield, as Imam kisses him goodbye and sends him towards the battlefield, the enemies say, "We see this Qamar Bani Hashim. We see a little moon coming toward us with a sword." He said, "I am here to protect the religion of my grandfather." They surrounded Qasim ibn al-Hassan and they struck him. One of them came and struck him on the head, and Qasim fought. They say he fought. He fought valiantly as a young child. He must have damaged them because the zeal is higher than any physical strength you and I can have. They struck him on the head and Qasim falls from the horse. He shrieks. He calls out, "Ya Ami, my uncle, come and help me." Imam Hussein alayhi salam comes running towards Qasim ibn al-Hassan. And the one who struck him on his head, Imam strikes him on the head and dislodges him. But by the time the horses and the enemies who came to help, at that time there was so much dust. When the dust settled, that enemy who killed Qasim was trampled by the horses. But the Imam saw this beautiful young body under his feet. And he looked up and said, "Allah, I accept this tragedy."
Standing here alone, so far from home, a place where angels cry, while infant children die, Hussein said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program To My Brother. So, brothers and sisters, once again, we would like to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein. So as I was saying, Qasim, this great personality, became a young man overnight. And when Imam Hussein, you know, gave him permission to go into a battlefield, Imam, you know, tied up, you know, Imam al-Hassan's, you know, turban on the head of Qasim and helped him, you know, mount his horse. Qasim said, "Oh, my uncle, please do not be upset. I don't fear death. Death for Islam will be sweeter for me, you know, than honey." When Qasim, you know, came to the battlefield, the enemy, you know, remarked, "How can we kill someone whose face is shining like moon?" As Qasim, you know, was a very, very handsome boy. And of course, this is how, you know, his presence in the battlefield is described. And in the battlefield, in a very loud and, you know, clear voice, Qasim, you know, introduced himself and cried out a challenge for, you know, single battle. He killed several, you know, famous warriors who came, you know, forward. And every time, this is another, you know, a lesson for us to learn that any time he killed, you know, an enemy, you know, he would stood on his, you know, stirrup, look behind, and, you know, wave to his uncle Abbas, just as a pupil who, you know, would seek, you know, approval of his, you know, of his teacher on assignment. And Abbas, you know, would proudly wave back. So this is very much important for all of us to learn that we have to learn good lessons, and we have to have good guides who can help us to live a good life in every respect and in every aspect of the life that we go. And you know, this young boy tried his best, and he showed you know, his great bravery. And, you know, unfortunately, somebody, you know, hit him on the head with sword from behind. And finally, he couldn't actually continue, and, you know, he fell off. And then he actually cried out, you know, his uncle, Imam al-Hussein, "Oh, uncle, accept my last, you know, salam." Hussein, you know, and Imam al-Hussein and, you know, Abbas, his uncle, you know, rode out, and the soldiers, you know, tried to stop them. And, you know, it shows that this great personality fought that the history actually doesn't remember. He was a great warrior. He showed great bravery, and he worked very hard, whatever he could, to save the religion of Islam and to save, you know, infallible imams and his family. And we need to remember that personalities like Qasim, from the very first moment to the very last breath, they never, you know, went astray. Then they, you know, walked every steps firmly forward, and they did everything they could just to help the whole, you know, the whole humanity to learn a lesson that standing, you know, for something more valuable even than your life is really what people need to practice in their everyday's life. And Qasim actually did so on the day of Ashura, and he gave us a lesson, a direct message, that we need to be ready and fully prepared to sacrifice everything we have for a greater value, and that is the Allah satisfaction and the, you know, the religion of Islam, and anything that can help us and anything that can help the whole humanity to be walking back on the right track.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
That I may die, but you will keep on living. That you live on, even though we're left grieving. And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on, though you no sword, no arrow can pierce your